I've been saying this for a few weeks since we decided to do this, and it. But there was just something so good when I heard Melissa say, "Hey, you know, we're celebrating a wedding in here in a few minutes." Did that sound that way to you? It just, there's something that sounded so right about that. I've done one other thing sort of like this. I did a renewal of a vows one time in a wedding, and there was something right about that. But there's something right about that, I don't know why it's not done more often. Because it's part of who we are. Today, there's a lot of emphasis on like destination weddings and that sort of thing. And I just want to say there's nothing wrong with a destination wedding. And if you're going someplace like Puerto Rico or Maui or Ireland and looking for a pastor, I will be your destiny. But my point in that is that sometimes there's more emphasis placed on the event and not on the marriage. And there's something about having it within the context that makes it more about the marriage, you know. And we are here. We're here for Jennifer Lee and Lee. We're here for all of you. And this is a reminder. And, you know, and I was wanted to say, you know, Sam, as always, nailed it, you know, with this song. We talked about doing this song, a couple of the songs in the context of this. But, you know, one of the best examples that we have, in fact, John Wesley thought the best example that we have of the love that Christ has for the church is divine lover, right? Now, we have so sexualized love that sometimes that creeps some people out. But no, in its purest form, we are the bride of Christ. And there's something that longs and calls out for us. And when I've been going to Christian worship circles for years, and you know, you see songs come and go, and this last song that we did, Oh How He Loves You, this song, I heard it again today, when it comes up, I see a little people pipe up and people sing out a little bit more in this song. And what is it about it? Structurally, it's not that great a song, you know, the melody is not that great a song. I think it's the content and the fact of what it's about so deeply resonates with us. Yes, we want to be the bride. The people love this song and have learned to love this song. And so we're coming to celebrate that today. We are celebrating the marriage. I don't want to get emotional here, but we're going to celebrate the marriage of Jennifer and Lee. But I want it to be an example for all of us of God's great love for us. We're here to celebrate them. And so we want it to be a beautiful moment. And so right now we're going to begin in... Jennifer is about to make her entrance here. We are gathered here together in the sight of God to witness and bless the joining together of Jennifer and Lee in Christian marriage. The covenant of marriage was established by God, who created us male and female for each other. And with his presence and power, Jesus graced a wedding of Cana of Galilee, and in his sacrificial love gave us the example for the love of husband and wife. And now Jennifer and Lee have come to give themselves to one another in this holy union. So I ask the two of you, in the presence of all these friends, these family that have gathered here, to declare your intention to deliver into one holy union with one another through the grace of Jesus Christ, who calls you into union with himself, as acknowledged in your baptism. So we'll begin with you, Lee. Will you have Jennifer to be your wife? To live with her in holy marriage, will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live? And if you will, say, I will. And Jennifer, will you have Lee to be your husband, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love him and comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live? You will. Okay. Now, who presents this woman to wed this man? You do. Okay. Can you go? There you go. Did you give her a little kiss on the... Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right. Now, the marriage of Lee And Jennifer is going to unite their families and form a new one. So they're going to ask for all of your blessings. So let me ask, will all of you do everything within your power to help these two so they may surely keep their marriage covenant? And if so, will you give a very loud and enthusiastic "we will"? Ready? One, two, three.
We will.
All right. Let's pray. God, you are the true God of all peoples. You are the true light illumining everyone. You show us the way, the truth, and the life. You love us, even when we are not always, worthy of your love. But yet you love us. You sustain us with your Holy Spirit. And so we rejoice in your life in the midst of our lives. And we praise you for your presence with us, and especially in the act of this solemn covenant through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Thank you, Steve. That's great. Don't go too far away. We're going to need you in a second. Okay. So, Jennifer Lee, y'all can just relax for just a second, okay? And just take a big, deep breath. It's the first thing I want you to do. Take a deep breath, okay? Take it in, all right? You're not taking a deep breath. Okay. You ready? Okay. Let me see you take a deep breath. Physically, all right. And I want you to just take a moment and look around the room, okay? All right, take a room. And let's take it this moment in, because it only takes a few moments to do a wedding. This would be a good time for somebody to take a picture right now, if somebody's got their camera with them, okay? Take a few pictures right here. All right. I'm careful not to do this at every wedding, but I've actually done some selfies with couples a couple of times. If I know the couple and know that it will go over well, I don't do that. But at this moment in the wedding, because I want you to be able to find a place mentally and emotionally that you can kind of hide this moment away, because this is your wedding day. And you want to be able to remember this and what's going on for the rest of your life, because it will sustain you in many ways. And so I was thinking long and hard, since we decided to do this, about what I should share during these moments, things that would be good for all of us to overhear, but particularly for you guys to hear as you have chosen to let the church in a worship service be the center of where you begin your time together, your life together, marriage. And so, a lot of people grab, 1 Corinthians 13 in one of those. But I've selected Romans chapter 12 and some verses there to read to you about love and to talk just a little bit. We're going to walk through that. Some stuff here that I think can really tell us how we should love one another, and it's how we could love one another in general. But if husbands and wives can do this, and the whole church can do this, the world can be a more loving and just place. But it's from Romans chapter 12, and it says this: be sure your love is true love. Hate what is sinful. Hold on to whatever is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Now, that's what this translation says. I think it's the NIV or the NRSV. One of those uses outdo one another in showing honor, or outdo one another in love. And I love the way it says that. You are not to be competitive one another. I don't think there's like a place for competitiveness in a couple's relationship. But if there is something, it is maybe in that. To like outdo one another in love, okay? Let me show how much I can love you, how much more I can honor you. And so if there's a way to be competitive in that, that would be the place to do it. Show respect for each other. Do not be lazy, but always work hard. Work for the Lord with a heart full of love for him. Be happy in your hope. Do not give up when trouble comes. And that is for sure. Trouble will come into every relationship, into our world. Trouble comes. But don't give up. Do not let anything stop you from praying. Share what you have with Christian brothers and sisters who are in need. Give meals and a place to stay to those who need it. Another translation says practice hospitality. Pray and give thanks for those who make trouble for you. That's not easy to do. But if we can begin to do that, and sometimes if a couple can do that and agree together and hold each other accountable together in that and say, well, honey, if we can do that and help each other reflect love, that's one of the greatest, I think, gifts we can give one another. Pray and give thanks for those who make trouble for you. Yes, pray for them instead of talking against them. Be happy with those who are happy. Be sad with those who are sad. Live in peace with each other. Do not act or think with pride. Be happy to be with poor people. I love this translation with that. Be happy to be with poor people. Yeah. Of course, it's all relevant. But I mean, I do think that means to have compassion for the poor, and to, you know, to have that is a central part of who we are. Then I think we truly learn how to love. Keep yourself from thinking you are so wise. When someone does something bad to you, do not pay him back with something bad. Try to do what is right and good. As much as you can, live in peace with all persons. Never pay back someone for the bad that person has done to you. Do not let sin have power over you. Let good have power over sin. I think this are words from Romans chapter 12. I think this is the New Living Translation. Lots of great translations, but I wanted to read this to you on your wedding day. And before we do your vows, let me say a prayer for you. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation, giver of all grace, bless and sanctify with your Holy Spirit Lee and Jennifer, who come now to join in marriage. Grant that as they give their vows to each other, that they'll do so in the strength of your steadfast love. Enable them to grow in love and peace with you and with one another for all their days. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. And that's perfect. Let's just start right there with you. And if you'll say your vows to Jennifer. In the name of God, I, Lee, take you, Jennifer, to be my wife, to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow. Okay. And now, Jennifer, if you'll just take his hands in yours like this. All right. And then repeat after me. In the name of God, I, Jennifer, take you, Lee, to be my husband, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow. All right. And so we have rings. Yes? Rings for everybody or just for y'all? Okay. All right. Rings. Oh, that'd be a nice parting gift. Okay. So, yeah. So, you know, as we've come here, we've done some symbolic things. When your son handed your hand to me, and then I handed your hand to Lee. Now, you know, I'm just a man, you know, but I stand in and represent the church. And so you've chosen, first of all, to have your marriage ceremony in the context of a worship service. And so that says a lot right there. But that little simple move of him handing your hand to me and me joining your hands together is representing that Christ has brought y'all together and joined your hands together, the joining together of the hands. And now you have said vows to one another. Those are holy vows, sacred covenant between God and all of these family and friends that are here. And in a second, you're going to be saying vows with these rings. And that's another kind of sign, an outward and visible sign of something that happened, something that you promised here. An outward and visible sign, sometimes we say, of an inward and spiritual grace. Now, there's a couple of things about wedding rings that can help us, I think, very much understand and remember the covenant that you're making. The first one is something that you hear preachers say a lot about the shape of rings, you know, circle, without beginning, without end, you know, but you can. You can take your finger and you begin to try to find where does it begin, where does it end. You know, on a well-made ring, you can't find the beginning or the end. God's love is like that. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And when we center our life on Christ and have Christ as the center, you know, love is truly eternal without end, without beginning and end. Another thing, and this may be a little more, I think it's apparent enough, but as you look at wedding rings, they are made out of value materials, right? silver and gold, diamonds. There's all sorts of signs up and down the highway about we will buy gold, we will buy these things. Because people will invest in these things because they appreciate in value, correct? Right, so people will value in these kind of valuable gold and silver and diamonds and, you know, jewels and things like that. And so the thing about that is you look at these wedding rings years from now, they would have appreciated in value too, physical value. Now, think about your love. You may think at this moment there's no possible way that you can love each other any more than you possibly do right now. You know, whatever brought you to this moment to come and stand here before me at this moment, all that you know about love to this point. But as you grow in God's love and you grow in love together over the years, as you look at these, your love will appreciate it. You'll think just how much deeper and wider and purer your love has grown. And so let's pray for this ring. Bless, oh God, these rings, and pour out your Spirit on them in such a way that those who wear them may be continually filled with your peace all of their days. In Christ Jesus. Amen. If you'll kind of shake left hands. Yeah. If you'll place that on her finger and repeat after me. In token and pledge of our constant faith and abiding love, with this ring, I thee wed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then, here, you'll place that. In token and pledge of our constant faith and abiding love, with this ring, I thee wed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I pray for you? Oh God, you have so consecrated the covenant of Christian marriage that it is represented as a covenant between Christ and his church. And so we ask, oh God, that you would send therefore your blessing upon Lee and Jennifer, that they may surely keep their marriage covenant and be able to grow in love and godliness together. And that their home may be a haven of peace and joy and of your presence forever. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me say that you have declared your consent and vows before God and before one another in this congregation here. And so I announce to you by the power invested in me in the state of Georgia and the Methodist Church that you are husband and wife. Those who God has joined together, let no one pull asunder, and you may kiss your bride. And so it was such a joy for y'all to share this with us this morning. So thank you for that. And we do wish you many, many blessings and hope that these worship services will continue to hold you up in your marriage. And we are thankful for this joy and this glimpse of love that we had this morning. Now, all of us here are invited to have some really good cake here in just a few moments. And so we're going to let you do that, but we also need to take up the offering. And so we're going to do that, but we're going to, first of all, have a little bit of a recessional here. Steve's going to kind of play them out. And then Sam's going to kind of lead us out with worship here for a moment, and then we're going to eat cake, okay? So God bless y'all. See y'all next week. Y'all want to congratulate them? Yeah. All right.